saw.
She wasn't happy with the start because she didn't realize that I was recording. So this time I'm like, I'm going to tell people that I'm recording. So this is the Modern American Dream podcast that you're on.
Okay.
This is season 7. The only reason it's season 7 is because I lose track of the things. Every time I forget, like, the number, because I don't write it down, I just go, like, it's season 7 now.
Sounds
maybe,
good.
Maybe 4, maybe 5.
So this is, like, season 7 episode. I think this must be 8.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is 8, so it's not going to be season 8 just yet.
Sounds good.
The podcast is called The Modern American Dream. If you Google Modern American,
I will do that.
American Dream, what do you get?
Let's see what I get on Google.
What is today's American dream? The American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone. Pretty cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think so too. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about different things like life, kids, work, real estate. And now I'll give you my formal introduction.
Okay.
I know Art and Shelley Durkin, obviously from real estate, right? We all work here at Keller Williams. I've watched Art first. That's who I met first. Through just real estate and watching you grow. I feel like you've excelled in the business of real estate, which means you've excelled as a person. I know that you do staging, or you started off doing staging. I've met you as Art's wife at the company gatherings. I thought you were super incredible, nice person. We had some great conversations. And through that time, I thought that I admire you both. You're awesome people. Seems like you have a good relationship. I met Connor, right? I didn't meet your daughter. But like Connor and Art took me and my son shooting. That was the first time he ever shot his gun. And that means a lot to me. So I wanted to have you guys on the show just to talk about like real estate, life, goals, maybe cars. I don't know. So like, let's bring it back a little and just like give me a little bit of background on like both of you, kind of, you know what I mean? Maybe before you met, after you met, just like a quick rundown.
Okay.
Sure. So before we met, actually, this is my second career. So I started out, went to school locally down in Everett, went up to college, graduated college as an RN, as a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Went in the Air Force, spent about a year and a half before I met Shelley. We met down in Tampa, Florida during my first duty assignment down there. She was in nursing school at the time. And then I went away to the first Gulf War and figured I couldn't live without her. So I asked her to marry me. So when I came back after about a year, we got married and started our family that way. And then moved around the Air Force for 20 something years. Retired. Had two kids in the meantime, along that journey. And then following our retirement, we moved here to this local area, then to North Andover.
Yeah.
Been there for about 12 years now. And after we retired, I ran a trauma center for about a year and a half. Wonderful work, but I worked very, very hard and found that that really wasn't the long-term goal that we had. I had wanted to always get into real estate.
Yeah.
And then retired after, you know, left that position and then got my real estate license and then made the decision to get into real estate full-time.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's kind of where we've been.
So I grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
Not up here from New England. and went to nursing school, thought that was going to be my long-term path, and met Art, thought I would grow up, you know, go back to my hometown, and but didn't. So we started moving around. We moved 14 times in the 21 years.
14 times.
Yes.
No. Because
and
of the like military.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of assignments. And so that's one of the places where my love of like design and creating a home out of what you have came from, because we were always shifting houses. We bought several, some turned for a profit, some didn't, based on, you know, where the market was at any given time. But being able to take what I had and make it home was kind of what lit that fire to design and stage. And so when we moved up here, the kids were still fairly young. So I spent most of my nursing career just kind of matching my career choice with where we were locally and what was available in the market. So I did a lot of things and exposed me to a lot of different aspects of nursing. I never thought that those soft skills would transfer over into real estate like they do, but caring for people at any level, I think, transfers, and being able to listen to people, understand, even in real estate, understand that there's something behind the why.
Yeah.
Has been a huge asset that I didn't really know existed.
That's pretty cool. I didn't realize, my girlfriend's actually a nurse, I didn't realize how much hearing you both talk, nursing was such a big part of like just your life experience, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So where are you in Florida? Tampa?
I grew up between Tampa and Orlando. Okay. It was a little town called Lakeland, and now it's pretty big. They've got their own.
Lakeland?
Yes.
We just sent somebody down there. Our friends Mike and Alicia. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening there because I've never been there, but like, man.
Yeah, it's exploding.
Yeah.
They've got an 8 Amazon fulfillment center. The town is
like
massive.
New construction, super cool town is what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah.
Used to be a bunch of orange groves and small lakes, but now it's incredibly residential.
And along the way, somebody told me to buy orange groves. Just
we
like
didn't.
Gary Keller just said,
buy dirt.
Buy dirt.
Yeah.
And
we should
didn't.
Have bought dirt.
We should have.
20 years ago.
And it was worth dirt.
It was
too.
Worth dirt then.
That's
5,000
crazy.
Yeah, crazy, right?
But
hey, what do you know? You know, like, actually, you used to work in a building down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Art?
Right behind here.
You know those buildings and this building sold for like $150 million recently?
Wow.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
No?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, like all these sold for $150 million, and then the Toshiba or whatever across the street sold for like $90 million, right?
Wow.
So you think nursing helps you with this career because you have to care about people.
Yes. And, you know, being able to listen and I think nursing gave me the skills to kind of read people in a different way. Just
and understand.
And understand.
And dig deeper.
Like,
you know,
understand
like
what they're feeling. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And from an empathetic part, like I'm very much an empath. So I feel what people are feeling.
Yeah.
But I think that really, like, that digging deeper, kind of trying to understand where things are coming from, the investigation part of nursing, like, you know, being a part of a diagnostic team or something like that, helped me, like, what's the why?
Like asking questions
when
people don't want to give
you
information, like there's standoffish,
the deeper question, you know, why is that? Why is that important to you?
Yeah.
And the listening.
And the listening, the ability to listen and hear.
That's cool. Tell me this. So why New England?
When we were in the military moving around, we had a lot of opportunity to live in the South, which is where my family's from.
Yep.
And my parents are about 10 years younger than Art's. So, and they would come see us wherever we went. So we got to spend a lot of my kids' time growing up knowing my parents. And so when we got ready to retire, we thought that being up here would allow us some time to get to know Art's parents more and his siblings, and kind of develop those relationships.
That's pretty special. I feel like that's worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, is it
oh,
worth
absolutely.
It?
Certainly.
Because within about 4 years of moving up here, Art's dad got sick and passed away. So had we not lived here, we wouldn't have had, my kids wouldn't have had that time with their
How
grandfather.
How old were they at that time?
They were eight. Connor was eight, and then, yeah.
And Caitlin was?
And Caitlin was 12.
12.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you guys ever think you're going to, like, snowbird to Florida, maybe?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Lakeland?
Maybe.
Wherever?
Yeah.
It'll be down in that area. We like the Gulf side.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go to the East Coast as well, because Lakeland is about halfway between Tampa and Orlando, so it's still close enough to the west, to the East Coast. But we tend to like
the West Coast, like the St. Pete,
cool.
Clearwater,
Sarasota
area.
I'd love to snowbird to Florida one day.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I go there all the time, look at different places, like where I'd want to go. And what I feel would be awesome is to get a house on both the Gulf and the other side. Right? That'd be kind
sure,
of
Sure,
nice.
That'd be cool.
Airbnb one when I'm not there. See,
right.
I'll give it to
right.
my friends, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So let's talk about real estate a little bit, right? So you get into the business, which is you go have a full-on business somewhere else, right? A full career, retire. Did you retire too at that time?
Yeah. No. I didn't leave nursing until last year.
Until last year.
Wow. I was working in a nursing job until last year in
January.
Wow.
That's really cool. All right. So Art, how long were you in real estate then?
So before Shelley joined the team, 6 years. This will be my seventh year in real estate.
Seventh
right?
year?
Right. Starting.
Wow. That's insane. So, and you were with KW for all?
Yes. Yeah.
The 7 years?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So tell me like how your year one was. And you're not in year one.
No, not at all.
No,
okay. Not even like, are you like, do this, don't do this, I don't care, whatever.
No, my thought was what the,
like, don't do this.
Yeah.
This
because...
is crazy. Oh, wow. What were you thinking?
We had a daughter going to college
yeah.
and he was making a major career shift. And I was a little terrified.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was the same, in many respects, the same way. You know, I left a really great salary, you know, mid six-figure salary.
Like you had more time, you could have ran that up, right?
Oh,
like,
certainly. Yeah. And I could see, you know, a trajectory. I was a middle manager and trauma director. So I was on an upward trajectory. I could
yep.
certainly see myself, you know, going through the organization like that, but it didn't light my fire.
Didn't light your fire?
Real estate did. And we
how did you know real estate did?
Just from our from moving around that 14 times that we moved, many of those we would
like personal real estate experience.
Personal real estate experience. We would purchase. A lot of times we'd purchase a home that needed a little bit of fixing up, some
yeah.
more than others, and fix them up. And then sell them after about 2 to 3 years as we move on to our next assignment. And I love doing that. And I love the process of finding real estate, investigating, doing the due diligence, all these other pieces. I love doing that. And at one point we said, that's where I want to go next. I needed some more flexibility in my schedule. It was a very, you know, running an ED is pretty time intensive. I was, you know, leaving the house at 5:30 in the morning and not getting home till 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, and I had very little time for the kids. And my kids had mentioned to me before I retired, Dad, I really want to retire and be able to go to the same school and be able to stay in the same place through high school.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was important for me to be home with them more often, and I wasn't. I was, you know, not even seeing them before they got up and kissing them to bed before they went to bed.
Which
so,
is important, so
yeah.
important, right?
So I felt like I needed something different so that it would allow me the flexibility to have a little bit more time at home. And at that point, my mom was needing to get some more care. So she actually moved in with us. And that provided us a lot of flexibility going into real estate as opposed to, you know, being at work at 5:30 and not coming home till 8 o'clock at night gave me some flexibility to take her to doctor's appointments and do things
yeah.
that I needed to do. So it was a wonderful, flexible schedule that allowed me to do what I needed to do personally.
How was the first year?
It wasn't great.
No.
I mean,
you can hear from all the things that, you know,
yeah, so,
it wasn't a lot of production time.
Like monetarily.
Year. Right.
Monetarily, no.
And what about like emotionally and just like strenuous, like, you know, because lack of monetary sometimes
right.
causes
mean,
a little bit
was,
of anxiety.
It was
right?
a little stressful, and we were able to, we had some built-in buffer.
Yeah.
Financially.
You planned for it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
planned
we,
for
we
it.
We did our 3 to 6 month buffer of making sure we had enough income to you know,
really
believe me, this planner would not allow me to jettison.
That was you. That
to,
was you.
Oh,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Not allow
yeah.
me to jettison, you know, a great earning job to go and do something that I knew that was going to take some time
like
to
a
accumulate.
Little, yeah, volatility.
You know.
Right? So what were you thinking? Like stack a little money?
Yeah. You know, like Art gets a retirement from
yeah.
the military, which between that and my my salary kind of, you know, we had to rein in a little bit of our lifestyle, losing his income. So
yeah.
it was, you know, like some give and take. We built up some reserves and then we didn't do as much those first couple of years while he was, you know, really trying to build the base of his business.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Now you superseded whatever income you could have made in the other position, right? Enough that you joined the business
right.
full time
so
and
now
left
it,
your other job.
Now it covers both of our salaries.
Which is 7 years.
Right.
Right?
Probably, we probably got there at five.
In
right.
five?
Yeah.
So like tell me or whoever that might want to listen, if from year one to year five, like run through that.
Take that.
Yeah. Like,
sure.
So the first, you know, from year one to five was an entire, you know, building my database and
mm-hmm.
building my sphere of influence and letting people know that this is the new position that I'm in and helping them find those houses.
Yeah.
List those their homes and understand that, you know, I'm in the business and I'm there to help them. It would allow me a lot of, like I was saying earlier, allowed me a lot of flexibility.
Not today. Sorry, this is my office. Everybody.
No
knows.
Worries.
Oh.
No worries.
So get out of here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. You want to jump on camera again?
No, thank you.
Yeah, come on in.
This is
no,
Jasper,
Jasper, our insurance guy.
Second
oh,
time
no. oh,
he's officially interrupted the podcast.
Podcast. Yeah, that's right.
Show your face.
I can't right now. My hair's a mess.
Oh, stop it.
It's like, look at how good Art is. Don't have a hair follicle out of place.
Oh,
I just wanted to say your grill looks good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So I actually love that because to me, that's like, you know.
That's real life, man.
Yeah, it's real life.
That's
you know?
What happens in the day of
yeah,
real
yeah.
estate, right?
You got to roll with it. All right. So tell me, like, as you tell me about maybe, like, monetarily, or if like other agents are listening, I know there's so many people, there's more people in real estate now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very like enticing business because of like you can make so much money, right? You have freedom, which you do have freedom, you can make money. However, like at the end of the day, it ain't free,
no,
and it doesn't fall on your lap some weird
no.
way,
no,
no matter who you are. I feel like
that is so true, and it can be a grind. You got to go out there and earn the business, earn your respect, earn your clientele's business.
So what were like some of the biggest lessons you learned, and then like what do you think allowed for you to feel comfortable like getting and being like, all right, maybe I'll leave my nursing job and jump in too, you know?
Probably for me, it was coming from contribution. Is being able to get, what am I providing my clients and my friends, my family, my sphere?
Yeah.
What am I providing for them? I got to be able to provide them some value. I'm not just a friend who can sell their house. I can provide them much more than that. You know, contractors who can help them with their homes, you know, advice on what to do with some of their investments and maybe some referrals to some key people that might help them in their, in helping them with their largest asset that they own. Right?
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that I think that helped me be able to feel like I could contribute to that sphere.
Yeah.
And I think as art, you know, grew year after year after year and had more and more transactions and more clients, I saw the cumulative effect of that. And seeing the year after year consistency and how doing the work builds on itself, because
yeah.
it doesn't fall on your lap. You're out there trying to be the utmost professional for your friends, family, sphere, and, you know, creating a business and being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so, but seeing that consistency helped me be willing to be like, okay, I can see that there's growth every year. And I can see where if I'm in the business, I can leverage some things that I'm really good at
yeah.
and bring those to the table and also help take things off of Art's plate so that he can do the things that he's really good at.
And you saw like a bigger picture kind of?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been my biggest growth potential or growth journey has been going from working for someone else and leveraging all that time and energy and effort
mm-hmm.
for someone else and realizing that I can leverage all of that with some passion into what we want to build.
It's an awesome mm-hmm. way to build a career, right? When
mm-hmm.
it works. But nursing is like no joke either, right? Because you're getting good money.
Yes. And so it was it was a challenge for me to let go of that consistent
like yeah, I'm getting paid,
I show up. But I was also trying to weave in staging Art's listings, publishing his newsletter, you know,
yeah.
running events for clients in my spare time and pushing up to 60 plus hours a week. I was like, I can't, you know, like
do
something's got to give.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you do put a lot of hours in nursing without a doubt is what
yes.
I would know. It's probably like you can't really compare this to that, you know, like in the hardness of hours, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a different mental energy as well.
Yeah.
Because I did case management for a number of years. So I was intimately kind of inserted into individuals' lives who were struggling with some kind of mental or physical or substance abuse situation.
Yeah.
And to carry all that on top of our own lives has an impact.
You take your work
you
home.
Take it with
yeah.
you
I mean,
yeah.
no way
all
to shut
the
it off.
Time. There's no way to shut it off.
Yeah,
it doesn't
100%,
end.
Yeah.
And so when I was planning, you know, getting ready to make this leap, I was amazed at how much mental capacity I gained
mm-hmm.
from letting go of everybody else's stuff.
Just like freeing.
Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Was that something like you had to talk to yourself and just like be like, hey, listen, look in the mirror, like I allow you to let go or whatever? Or did it just like happen naturally?
It just kind of happened naturally
with
as
little
I
effort,
was.
Kind
yeah.
of? Because it was just like the progression of how it went.
Right. The less I, you know, when I didn't have to give all that mental energy or try and shut that off anymore.
Yeah.
It just allowed me to start to think bigger.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So do you guys ever think like, so from that to this is amazing. And you do have to realize that like very few people actually achieve that level of growth or that level of consistent growth in this business. You know, a lot of times it's like, boo, 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 boo. And sometimes it's like, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Right.
And you just scrape bottom. So I think like, that's awesome. Do you think 7 years from now, I want to be done. I want to have a bigger business. I want like,
That's a great question. I think
now that you know, like, things are possible, you know.
Well, I think we've seen progressive growth every year. You mentioned back, you know, what did 1 through 5 look like? Well, the first year I didn't do much business at all. I did probably a handful of transactions. But 2nd through 4th, I capped in my second year, and I've capped every year since.
Yeah.
And for the audience, you know, understand what that means. That means at least, you know, $3.5 million worth of volume, $4 million worth of volume in this market. And we've had 33% growth and 40% growth in the last 2 years alone. And that gave her a little bit of feeling of, okay, we've had that much growth in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I can jettison the job and feel comfortable replacing that salary.
Yeah.
So where do we see ourselves in, you know, 5-7 years? We're starting to build a team, and with your encouragement and some other team members, we're building our team. Shelly's now taken on, she's gotten licensed as a buyer. You're essentially my buyer's agent and operations manager.
Yep.
And we're taking on a new staff this coming week, which we're pretty excited
about.
No
way.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
And then,
help
add some leverage to our admin.
Wow.
Support.
What a move. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're excited. Because I'm thinking about...
Like a salaried employee.
Yes.
Wow.
So
that
20
makes
hours.
Me so happy.
And so what is
yep.
that? Like taking 20 hours off my plate.
What's that going
to
do?
What's that going to allow for me to kind of think bigger, grow into, and move forward? And I think that too has been one of my bigger blocks is like the business mind.
Is it scary for you to like hire somebody right now? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember.
It's not an easy leap, right?
I remember for us too, we went through a bunch of administrative and we tried the same, like, it was so scary. I was like, I don't even know how people have people work for them. That is crazy, like to pay somebody a certain amount of money a year, you know? And what's even crazier is we had Mindy, and we haven't had to go back on being like, you know, like, thank God, like, I can't pay you, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's the scary part.
Right.
You're basically... taking on somebody and going like, hey, jump on my back, I got this, right?
Right.
Like, that's
right.
kind of what we're doing.
You're responsible for somebody else's life and livelihood,
yeah.
so that's a huge responsibility, right?
Pretty scary, yeah. but I think it's an awesome, like, it's one of those game changers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I heard someone say, you know, like, the only reason you should really build a team is not just for your own individual growth, but to help others achieve.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, wow, that.
yeah, I mean, that was a mind blower for us.
That
I mean,
just
we were
a,
like,
kind
okay.
of a mind blower.
And when hiring, you know, one of the things that we, you know, this may work out, it may not, but what I want the new employees to understand is that we're there for their growth.
Yeah.
They're not there to build my team. We
yeah.
want to be sure that we're making a right choice and making sure that we take care of them and what their life goals are. And
being in business together
not
necessarily
just, you're working for me.
I always say, like, we're in a boat and we're rowing this boat together. Mm-hmm. Like, you take your oar, I'll take mine, and everybody do their part, and
right.
the thing will move
and
pretty
we'll
nicely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think, like, it's awesome, and you get to choose the people you get to work with, you know? So
mm-hmm.
that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome to see how you guys grow. So let's switch gears. Let's talk about, like, kids and family and modern times, right? You guys must see some, like, younger families. And do you ever think, like, man, it would be crazy to raise our kids in this time? Or, man, there's so many different situations that, like, your kids might deal with and, like, people of their generation might deal with. Like, do you ever think like that?
I think that's a great question. I do, now that, you know, now that you pointed it out, you know, I look at these young families, these first-time homebuyers that we're taking through and starting
mm-hmm.
their lives and careers with.
Yep.
And it is a little bit different from what we experienced. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're kind of an anomaly anyway, because we moved around every 2 years.
So
and,
much
and
experience in moving around.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was
isn't
able
it
to,
crazy? You do you find, like, so many people stay in one area?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And it's something that, you know, after 2 years, we were itching and ready to go to move. Like,
yeah.
So we just remodeled.
yeah.
But Yes, I think it's very different. Some of the generational differences are very interesting, and how people receive data, how much information is out there, the way people communicate is so different. Technology driven, most of their communication is, you know, taking in information via YouTube or, you know, Snapchat or TikTok or whatever the social media is.
Right now, somebody's going to be taking this in, you know?
So that's how they receive a lot of their information, which is very different. You know, like most of us watch news channels or, you know, we're, you know, gathering information from different places as well. But it's just very interesting to understand how they get their information and what they're seeing and how they're processing it.
Stuff. So like when it comes to raising kids, like you obviously cannot censor children from the information that's out there, right? So like, how do you think, like you raised your kids, you know, I feel like they seem like really nice kids, you know?
Thank you.
Right? Which says a lot about the parents. I tell my son, like Julian, how you are in the world is a reflection of me as a dad and your mom as a mom, right? Like, because it is, you know? Like, you should be proud of that because, like, you're putting so much work into it, you know? Like, what is like your top three advices or like, you know, like some of your highest advice that you think you give your kids?
For me, I think the top three would be clear communication. And being open to that lines of communication and communicating. And it's an evolving process. I found with Connor, for example, there are ways in which to communicate with him that are starkly different than my daughter. They're just total two different personality types, and it's just meeting them where they're at. For me, it's trying to, you know, for Connor, it's a quick text in the morning, hey, love you, buddy. Hope your day goes great. And it might not be every day, because every day would be too much for him. But that's the way I'm able to interact with him. For my daughter, it's pick up the phone and call and meeting her where she's at, just checking in every once in a while. But it's understanding where they are. So that for me, that's one. Two is as hard it is as it is for me. I have to listen and shut up.
Yeah, like no,
I
like,
love
hey,
to talk.
Let me
you know,
tell
I give
you.
Advice and you know, I've gone through a lot in my life. I want to be able to share what my ideas are.
Man,
it's
so
shut up,
me.
Just listen.
Yep.
That's probably my second. Third is try to be humble.
Yeah,
I am, and just listen and be a listening dad instead of projecting what my opinions are or what my thoughts are. But that's taken years of development. I mean, these kids 20 years old. When I started, you know, raising them, it wasn't the first thing I was thinking of was listen.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, you got to listen to me. You know, I'm your dad. Now it's an evolving process. If they're in their early 20s, it's all about listening and for me.
Yeah, I agree. And just
support.
Yeah. Allowing them to kind of grow and explore who they are. And as much as I think having adult children kind of changed my perspective, because I thought very similar to you as far as like their reflection on me.
Mm-hmm.
They become their own person, and you've got to let, and they have to grow into their own person.
And you have
many
to allow
times,
them the space, right?
You've got to allow them the space to do that. Sometimes it's extremely painful to watch, and move through. But on the other side of that, they seem to find their way.
Which is how it goes,
right?
You just have to allow for them to like trip up
and
not pick them up.
And
right.
And that's
safe
so difficult
space,
not to do.
Though.
Yeah.
And
so
be their
hard.
Safe space, I would say.
Be the ability to listen and to hear. And I give them permission to fail forward all the time.
It is hard to do, you know.
It's hard to watch.
Parent, you're like, dude,
I don't want you to.
I can help you skip a couple
right,
steps.
Right, exactly, exactly.
But they gotta work through it.
But they gotta work through it.
They gotta work through it for sure. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that, you know, kids are funny. They make you look at life in different perspectives and as different stages of their life. There's times where you have to be like clamped on, which is earlier on, right? Because that's where their foundation is. And then there's times like I see with my son now, he's like middle schoolish. So I try to like release, you know what I mean? And just like you kind of have to have let them figure life out because you're right. They are their own. At some point, they become completely their own person, you know, which is super, super cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what else, what do you guys like to do for fun?
We're foodies. Love to travel.
Yeah.
We spent 6 years in Germany, stationed in Germany,
yep.
and have traveled extensively in Europe. And so just experiencing so many different people and cultures and food and it, that wanderlust is just still rampant. So not having been able to travel much in the last 2 years has been challenging.
Yeah.
Just staying home or, you know, doing things local. But we definitely look forward to getting back to Europe and maybe in even seeing parts of the US. We haven't seen as much of the US as we've seen of Europe.
Yeah.
But I think travel and food.
Yeah, those are definitely things that we enjoy. We love music. Actually, tonight we're gonna. You're taking me out
to
go listen to a band. So
no way,
you know,
nice.
Band and music and those types of things. Those are a big part of our life.
Family. We enjoy spending time with family.
You guys love to entertain.
Yes.
You know, I never made it to your little house party thing. But
we do like to entertain.
Yeah.
We like to have people. I thrive on hospitality, so
yeah,
you know, just
awesome.
Really pouring into other people and just making them feel comfortable. And
where would you travel to, like the next couple places? Like, do you have anything in mind that?
Oh yeah,
you're, like,
yeah,
to go?
Yeah. believe it or not, as much as we enjoy wine, we've never been to Napa Valley, so
okay.
I'd love to do Napa Valley, Sonoma Valley area. And then I'd also love to go back to Italy, Greece. Ireland. I've only been there once. Art's family's from Ireland. So he spent a lot of time there in his youth. And I would just like to get back there again.
Yeah, I just had some friends go there and post some pictures. Looks nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good times. That's cool. So you'd go to Ireland. So you both like wine?
Yes.
I
love wine.
Yeah.
Love wine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe you know I've been in Napa Valley.
I know.
Well, we spent a lot of time in Europe, so we would literally within hours we could be in Italy, you know,
yeah.
or over to we were 20 minutes from the French border where we lived.
That must have been
so,
a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of
so that's
why
we got a lot of our wine love.
No,
was there.
No.
Yeah.
When we would write our Christmas letters, it would be like a travel blog more than anything else, and that was before. Blogs were like super huge or popular, but I'd send it home and I'd be like, we did, you know,
what did we do? Holy moly.
Six trips. Because
yeah.
you know, everything
like,
was so close. So it would be like driving from here to, I don't know,
New York.
You'd
be down
yeah.
to Italy.
So,
you know,
you know,
literally. So.
You'd be down in Italy or, you know, and the first time we were there, we were both active duty, Air Force, and when we would have, like, we wouldn't get time off together very often. So when we would, we would, and we weren't making a ton of money.
No, the Air Force doesn't pay. Yeah, military doesn't pay.
So we would,
well.
You know, we would ferry over in the middle of the night to get to England, you know, because it was the cheapest one and we'd drive and, you know, like, it was crazy things like that. And,
yeah.
But they were just adventurous.
But it was,
fun.
Yeah.
And,
another time we went to Turkey, and because we could fly on a space available basis, we, you know, didn't have any expense to get there. But, you know,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, do you think that's important? to like have fun doing stuff together? Like, is that a big part of your like relationship?
Oh, yeah. I think though, as we've gotten older and the kids have grown, and we work together now, and how much COVID forced us all to be together in the last 2 years, it's important for us to have our own passions too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you work together or live together, if you do everything together, then I'm like,
That's why I golf and she doesn't.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, two of those things are true. And I don't think you get to that unless you spend a little time thinking about what helps you click and connect and makes you a more whole person in and of yourself.
Yeah, like you got to do stuff that fulfills you, mm-hmm. and then, you know, because you are an individual, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So as we begin to wrap up, I have you ever seen the Moleskins, my Moleskins?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I have the old one.
Okay.
And I have the new one. And I basically write stuff that if something ever happened to me, I would love for my kid to find this stuff and read it. You know, I think it's like some good quotes and some good life lessons. So you can go first. You can pick one or the other, and I'll tell you a page, and then I'll read you whatever's written in there.
I'll say the new one.
The new one? All right. So you have from page 1 to 23.
I'll say 22.
22?
Yeah, 22.
Why?
Both of our kids are born on the 22nd of their respective month. And it has become just one of those numbers for our family.
Oh, wow. All right. So I have two quotes here. I usually read one, or I'll read them all, or I'll read whatever feels like I should read. And usually it's like, you know, so far it's been pretty crazy. So one of us doesn't need all of us, but all of us needs one of us.
Okay.
That's one that's on there. And the other one is, the first generation makes it, the second generation spends it, and the third generation blows it. All right, which one do you want to do?
I'll do the old one.
The old one?
Yeah.
I knew you would. All right, the old one you have from 1 to 33.
All right, I'm going 10.
10? Why 10?
10's the number I wore in sports when I was playing
all right
sports, except for 22.
There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on this list, but I'm only reading you two. Okay.
Right.
One is this: random acts of kindness. That's it. That's all it says. The other one is this: the few who do are the envy of the many who don't. Do you know who said it?
Maxwell?
I don't know. But in here, it's credited to Jim Rohn. So.
Oh, well, that was close.
All
Jim
right.
Rohn, Maxwell.
Well, I really appreciated having you both on. I enjoyed the conversation, but I feel like I enjoy all our conversations. You know, we just don't record them all.
Right.
Anything else you want to say or add or leave or whatever? You know?
Well, the other thing I'd like to add is just, you know, thank you for the invitation.
And
also, you know, for your willingness to sit down whenever and talk about your team building, how you've built teams and give us advice. And, you know, you very early on said, Art, you know, you've been only in the business a couple of years. You're rocking it. You're doing great. Your encouragement, your enthusiasm. Yeah. And your ability to lead your team is just inspirational. So I'm looking forward to building the team and hoping to shadow you.
Thanks. I think that's awesome. Don't shadow me. It probably is not as good as it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, like, there have definitely been times that you and I have had conversations. And you've always been very humble in saying, you know, like, it took me a while to get here. Like, it's not always, you know, it's not always the way it looks on the outside. And now being in that growth space, I completely see that.
Yeah.
People say the same thing to us, whether it's about our marriage or our business or our kids or whatever. And it's like, you know what? There's a lot of work,
yeah,
a lot of time that was spent cultivating all these things. So
yeah, yeah.
It does take time and it does take energy and effort. And I guess my only advice would be just to keep moving.
Yeah, like, and you're going to have hard times,
right,
like, no matter what anybody
mm-hmm.
says, you know? And
right.
I think that's, like, the part that gets missed in, like, modern-day information. It looks like it's all good times. But if you think about it, just the career, just that one topic, 7 years
mm-hmm.
is not a short time.
No, it's a lot of time
yeah.
to put into.
A lot of shit happens in 7 years. You know what I mean? So, like, I just think, yes, obviously nobody is crying on camera, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you do, it's just like, take the next step, grow, because the more you can grow yourself, the more anyone that's remotely in your circle is going to be forced to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like moving generationally forward, right? Like, you do your part, because if you do your part, it'll make everybody that's looking at you do their part.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's basically how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cool. Thank you so much.
All right, thank
nice.
You.
All right, I'm gonna shut this down.